Hey, good morning, my friends. Day 14. If you see something, say something. This chapter refers to dealing with our fellow Jew, our fellow human being, who may have offended, insulted, and done something against us. This is the time when we're refining our relationship with Hashem and also with each other. What is our attitude? So the Torah tells us in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17, Lo tisna t'achicha b'vavecha, don't hate your brother in your heart. You shall correct your neighbor, and don't bear sin. And all the commentaries ask the question, everyone understands the first phrase, don't hate. It's not an easy mitzvah to keep, but you're not permitted to harbor hate for fellow Jew. And the second mitzvah is to point something out, to correct your neighbor when you see him doing something wrong, or if they offend you, should say something, and don't bear sin. Now, what sin? And I quoted the Ramban, the great Nachmanides, that it's the sin of harboring hate, because if you remain quiet and you don't say something and you let it fester, you may end up coming to harbor hate. And therefore, all three clauses of that one verse are teaching us one thing. When you're offended, when you're insulted, to prevent yourself from being hateful against that other person, you shall surely correct your neighbor. And that's why the verse says, don't hate, correct your neighbor, and don't bear sin. What's the sin? The sin is of harboring hate. What's the way to prevent yourself from harboring hate when you're offended? By saying something. Nobody likes doing this because we are by nature, many of us, non-confrontational. So we often sweep things under the rug. But it's a problem. It's an issue because they fester. Now, we don't want to be one of those really annoying friends that keeps bringing things up all the time. And this bothers me and that bothers me. It's going to be very hard to keep friends when you're like that. But if something is really bothering you, your friend has said something, offended you, or didn't do something you thought they should have, the best way to prevent yourself from developing, God forbid, hate for that person after you've been insulted or slighted is to speak with them, to get it off your chest. And that's called the mitzvah of tochacha, of giving reproof or correcting your fellow. Don't sweep it under the rug. Now, you have to do it privately, take the person aside. There's a real, you know, this is not a science, it's more of an art. But it's a very, very important thing to do to maintain and to build relationships and friendships. The other part I mentioned that towards the end of the chapter said that this is also in terms of relationship with Hashem, that technically when we see a fellow Jew who is about to sin, who's about to violate something in the Torah, or perhaps is not in keeping with something of the Torah, we're supposed to say something. Now, I know that sounds so politically incorrect, right? We live in a society where it's discouraged to give rebuke. You know, we live in a you-do-you world where we're not meant to meddle with someone else's life and presume that we know better and we think we come across holier than thou. But I have a different way of looking at it. You know, if you go to a good movie and you have a good friend, you come back from the movie and it's like, wow, it's so good. You want to tell your friend about that movie. You want to tell them how great it was. And if you don't share how great the movie was, then the real question is, did you think the movie was great? Or do you really not care so much about your friend? Because if you love the movie and you love your friend, you need to marry the two together. And our Judaism does not embrace this mentality of you do you. If, God forbid, you had a brother or sister who was doing something really self-destructive, you would just say, no, you do you, I do me, I don't want to meddle in your life. And we look at the Torah as being such a great self-help book. It's the best movie. It's the best book. And if you love your friend, you love your relative, how could you not want to share this with them? Now, just like when you're insulted by someone else, you have to do it in the right way. You have to do it privately. You have to be sensible about it. You know, if you have a friend, let's say, is not an observance of Shabbat. It's not to no fault of their own. Most Jews in America, wherever, are not raised to be observant of Shabbat. But to not share with them, come to an MJE dinner. Read this book. This is amazing. Without being imposing and without coming across as holier than thou. And by the way, if you don't think it will be favorably received, then you shouldn't do it. There is no mitzvah of tochacha, of correcting one's neighbor, if you don't think it will be favorably received. And my son was sharing this idea is that if we are meant to be authentic with ourselves and authentic about the truth, and if we feel someone did something perhaps inappropriate, then we don't want to cover that up because we're not going to have a deep relationship with that person. And it's sometimes by challenging our friends and ourselves and our relationships with our friends by saying something that the relationship will get to the next level. We can keep it very superficial and everybody's happy and things are diplomatic. And I don't suggest you do this with acquaintances. It should be done with real friends. But fundamentally, the problem with you-do-you mentality is that it presumes that everyone's got access to the same truth. And that's not the truth. The truth is that those who were blessed to be raised with observance, with more Torah knowledge, are privy to some Torah that many of our Jewish brothers and sisters just didn't have, not to any fault of their own. So why would we not want to share that with them? It's a great movie. It's a great book. You got to read this. It's unbelievable. Got to do it in the right way. Got to take your friend, you know, aside and say, listen, you insulted me. You offended me. I want our friendship to build and to grow. So I needed to say something. And the same thing with a friend who may be less connected. I have this great organization called MGE or some other outreach place or some other great Jewish experience. I think this could be really awesome for you. Pull back then. If it's too much, if it's not the right person, it's not the right time, don't do it. It all depends on the context and the individual. But at the end of the day, it's sharing something that we love, not being holier than thou, because we are not necessarily, anyone isn't holier than someone else. It's just that we have this beautiful Torah. We cannot help but share it.